William Heyen is an American poet of German ancestry whose obsession with the Holocaust has led to two full-length books of poetry about it. With Book Beat, I'm Don Swain. The first was the Swastika Poems, now Erica.
My folks were German immigrants. They came here much before the war. It turned out that my wife was born in Germany. She came here when she was 12. Her father was captured at Stalingrad and died, fought on the German side. My father's two brothers fought on the German side. One was a Nazi and one was just a poor sucker of a foot soldier who didn't know what he was doing.
Growing up on Long Island during World War II, Heyen recalls the frightening and emotional atmosphere after vandals painted swastikas outside his parents' home.
I was born in 1940, so those memories must go back to 1944 or 1945, or maybe a little bit after the war, when my parents would discover one of the signs painted on our front steps, and everything would be in a tizzy.
William Heyen's book of poetry, Erica, is named for the heath plant that grows over the mass graves at the Nazi concentration camp at Bergen-Belsen.
Whatever feelings I had in me regarding war and regarding man's inhumanity to man somehow found its way into poems that were centered during the Third Reich.
William Heyen believes that his poems about the Holocaust serve the moral function of remembering.
Someone told me recently, after reading the manuscript of Erica, that the word remember, in fact, comes up more than 30 times.
Poet William Heyen, who teaches English at the State University of New York at Brockport. He writes of the Holocaust from the perspective of an American of German extraction in his book, Erica, published by Vanguard Press. Heyen was also the editor of an anthology of contemporary American poets, The Generation of 2000, published by Persia Books. With Book Beat, I'm Don Swain.
Someone said if there are 49 poems in a book, then the book itself is the 50th poem.
That's William Heyen, whose obsession with the Holocaust has led to a book of poems called Erica. With Book Beat, I'm Don Swain. Erica, named for the heath plant that grows over the graves of concentration camp victims in northern Germany, follows an earlier Heyen work, the Swastika Poems.
I thought I was done. I hoped I was done. But I remember that even while the book was in proof, suddenly a poem called The Children came to me. And then after that, over the next several years, more and more of these poems came to me. So the book, The Swastika Poems, of 29 poems has now been expanded to 52 pieces, I think it is now. Now, I do think I'm done.
Heyen writes with compassion for the victims of the Holocaust, but from the point of view not of a Jew, but of an American of German extraction whose uncles fought on the Nazi side. Heyen was born in 1940. He grew up in rural Long Island. If anyone had told him in high school he'd be a poet someday, Heyen would have thought him crazy. Still, Heyen recites part of a poem he wrote in which a young boy stands by a darkening pond, hearing the crooning of a crane.
Maybe, as night diminished all but the pond's black radiance, the boy standing there knew he would someday sing of the crane's song, and the soulful water. So maybe that boy knew somehow that he was experiencing a kind of glory. And I don't use that word lightly because I still have dreams about my radiant moments at the ponds and in the woods of Long Island. Maybe that boy knew that someday he would come to what it is that he's doing now.
Poet and book collector William Heyen teaches at the State University of New York at Brockport. His poems of the Holocaust are in a book called Erica. He was also the editor of an anthology of contemporary American poets, The Generation of 2000. With Book Beat, I'm Don Swain. With Book Beat, I'm Don Swain. William Heyen never intended to become a poet. At his alma mater, the State University of New York at Brockport, where he now teaches, Heyen was a physical education major. Then he read that colleges were turning out four times more phys ed majors than the country needed.
And I thought, coming from the middle-class family I come from, that my father would have killed me if I hadn't been able to get a job when I got out of college. So I said to myself, what am I going to do? What am I going to do? And all I knew was that I did like to read. So I went into English education, went into teaching.
In college, Heyen, who towers well over 6 feet, played baseball and basketball and was an All-American soccer player. He completed his master's degree at Ohio University in Athens, where his boyhood love of collecting things turned to books.
When I got to college and began to stop into secondhand shops and out-of-the-way places, I began to become fascinated with books as physical objects, not just as things to read, but as physical objects, things to put on the shelf, things to hold in the hand and admire.
Hayen's collection of first editions of poetry now number in the thousands. His books are on permanent display in the rare book room at the University of Rochester. Hayen finds teaching a draining experience.
I do use up a terrific amount of energy teaching, and there does seem to me to be some conflict between writing and teaching.
What is ultimately taught, Hayen says, is the ability to read.
I tell my students and I tell myself that all we can do is to read what it is that we've written over to ourselves again and again and again and again. I read my own poems without exaggeration at least hundreds, maybe thousands of times before I show them to anybody else or send them out. And in that reading, I'm constantly hearing things that I didn't hear before.
Poet William Hayen. His books include Depth of Field, Long Island Light, and a book of poetry that remembers the Holocaust, Erica. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swain.